Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Tell us about Mom. How's Mom doing?
So, what happened was, on last week's Thursday, as we were coming home, she picked me up from my school. As we were coming home, she started having a seizure in the car.
Oh, no.
So, I had to quickly phone my dad, and he gave me the ER24 number.
Okay.
So, I phoned them, and they took a while, like 5 minutes to come. So, these, like, zone people that live where we live.
Got you.
They came and came to help us.
Okay. Is Mom okay?
Yes, she's right next to me. She's busy driving me to school.
Okay.
She came out of the hospital.
Okay.
On Friday.
Okay, listen, what's Mom's name?
Michelle.
So Mom's okay. Okay, is Mom there? Let me have a quick chat with Michelle. Is Mom there?
Hi,
Michelle. How are you?
Good and you?
Shane, are you okay? Do you suffer with epilepsy?
It's not epilepsy.
Okay.
I have severe migraines,
okay.
And it causes me to have severe seizures, and it's become after seizures lately.
Sure.
But Michelle, you must be very proud of your boy for reacting so quickly, eh?
Yeah.
I am. He's an absolute superstar.
That's so. I've beaten epilepsy. I've been diagnosed, and I've had to be on medication for a good chunk of my life, and it's terrible. The medication, but it's also so is the stigma attached to epilepsy,
yes,
and people that have seizures. And if you know of people that have seizures, maybe at school, and you're wondering what happens, you know, it's always good to teach your kids a little bit about what epilepsy is. They might not have it, but they might know of someone in their school that does. And the stigma's attached to, amongst many things, and there's asthma and asthma pump carriers, epilepsy, and people that have seizures. There's a lot of stigma attached to it, and it's there's one way to break through those stigmas, and that's by educating your kids as to what it is.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.